Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you as often as I can get here to hopefully cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. That's my main goal here. It's my purpose. It's my density to help you find your happiness so you can laugh a lot too. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found it. Let me know how you found it. What were you searching for? What is it that you are looking for? And how did you find me? You can tell me on the text line, 304-506-3332. Let me know how you found the show. And if it helps, also, don't forget about my book, The Positive Perspective, available on Amazon or through the website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up will come up. You can grab your book there. You can also get a personalized copy there. Check out the merchandise, all kind of stuff on there. Keychains and hats and you name it. There's all kind of stuff. And more stuff being added as we speak. All right. What am I going to talk about today? What the heck, man? What's going on in the world today? I started thinking about what I started talking about 4 or 5 years ago on this show. And I was talking, it used to be all about cosmic reality and relation to your emotional being, your energy levels and all this stuff. And I kind of morphed into talking more about things that are in our everyday life and things that people are dealing with. And I'm going to try to combine the two in this show today. And this show is going to be about your inner life and your outer life. Ooh, right? Think about that. Because who we are inside isn't always who we are outside. And what do I mean by that? Well, we think certain thoughts. We think things and we don't say them. And this came up into my mind while I was relaxing outside this evening, looking at the stars, and I started thinking, just letting my mind wander and paying attention to the thoughts, and it was everything from euphoric thoughts to crazy thoughts to, you know, the things that you can think of in your mind, if you let it go, it's endless. And sometimes you shock yourself with what you think of. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I thought that. Or, wow, I can't believe I came up with this idea. But it only happens when you get quiet and let your inner self be itself. So let's talk about your inner life first, okay? Now, your inner life is who you are as a human being. If there was nobody else on the planet and you could be 100% who you want to be, and with no judgment, no guilt, no anything, that's who you are. That's your inner life. That's your thoughts, your self-taught, self-talk, sorry, and the things that you think about all the time and the things that you wish and you dream of and your goals and all these things, these thoughts that go around in your head, that's your inner life. And when you start focusing on that and focusing on who you really want to be, what you really want to accomplish, how you really want to live your life, where you want to be in your life. And you start thinking about that and also taking actions to actively live that life and follow your heart and your inner life, inner dreams, inner soul and all that good stuff. And you start following that. You start living a more happy life. But then there's problems that come up. You know what those are? That's when your outer life starts to try to infiltrate your inner life. When the outside world gets overwhelming and you start thinking more about what's going on outside of you, of your body, of your consciousness, what's happening around you. What's going on in the world? What's going on with your relationship? What's going on in your job? How people are talking? What is happening in the world? And you start really focusing on all this stuff that's on the outside of you. You become a slave to those thoughts. They engulf your reality. They take over your purpose in life because you're so focused on the outside world that you're going to miss out on the inside your inner life, your inner purpose, your goals, your dreams, your aspirations as to who you want to be and how you want to live. Because it's easy to lose focus and let the evils of the outside world and all the situations and circumstances that are going on around us every day, it's easy to focus on that and pay attention to that and really hone in on what's going on in the outside world, the things that you don't have control over, and you complain about it and you worry about it and you stress over it and you get anxiety over it and you can't change it. The only thing you have control of is your inner life, your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, your actions, your goals. That's what you have control over. And as soon as you take the focus off of that, you take the spotlight off of your inner life and your the person that you really are inside, and you flip that light around to what's going on outside and start looking around at everything else that's happening on the outside, you lose focus. You lose the wind in your sails because it's blowing against you. What's going on outside of your life is not beneficial to your happiness. So what do? Some people drink. Some people do drugs. Some people commit crime. Some people are angry. They commit road rage. Some people get mad because they didn't have enough pickles on their Big Mac and they lose it in a McDonald's. And you look at these people and you try to understand why and how they got to this point to where they refuse to experience the joy of life. All they can find is negativity in other people. And if you start looking at that and focusing on that and paying attention to that and all the violence and all the stuff around the world, you lose track of your purpose, of your goal, of why you're here. So that's when you have to step back and go, hey, this stuff isn't conducive to my happiness. Unless you're actively taking steps to change the world around you by volunteering, being willing to volunteer without trying to put your face on social media to say, look what I'm doing, I'm volunteering. If you're volunteering just for the fact of doing good, you're doing the right thing. And if it comes from inside of who you are, if it comes from your inner world, your inner being, your total consciousness, then it's all good. It's good. I do this podcast because I want to. Because every once in a while I got something to say. And there's a couple people out there that like to hear it. And I have no idea who's listening and who hates what I do. And I don't care either way. Because I do this because I have to. Because I feel driven to share positivity and happiness any way that I can, whether it's through examples or stories or reading your stories and discussing stuff. But that's my inner life. I do my music because it's my inner life. I take time out of my... I've actually stepped back from playing live music so I could spend more time with my family and my daughter's senior year of high school before she goes off to college. Because you don't get these times back. When opportunity shows itself, it's not always clear. Sometimes it's disguised. So when you're in touch with who you are, your inner self, and you're paying attention to your wants and goals and dreams and thoughts and aspirations and everything that you are, when you're actually focused on that, opportunity will show itself. Creativity will flourish. Happiness will be abundant. Joy will come easy. Because you're not worried about everybody else. You don't care what somebody else says about you. I know people that are so vain, that are so worried about what somebody's going to say about them, that they are miserable and they're so shielded from themselves. They can't speak their mind because they're afraid someone's going to say something. They're afraid they're going to get canceled. They're afraid they're not going to be in the popular crowd. And they're living their life for everyone else. Now, to me, that's a form of slavery. Because you are not living your life. You're living it for someone else. You're following someone else's goals. So you don't have control over your life because you're not following your inner life. Your mission, your goals, your desires, your thoughts. Sure, you can listen to other people's suggestions and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes people might have something that you can take from the conversation that will help you in life. But don't deviate from who you are. Ever. Ever. Don't do it. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Because if you're a very religious person, who's going to answer to God when you die? Any of those people? No. It's just you. You are responsible for everything in your life. You create everything in your life. You create situations. Like I say, you are where you are because of the thoughts and decisions you've made in the past. But don't live in the past. You can always make new thoughts and new decisions and change the course of your life in an instant. But it's not easy. But you could do it. As long as you stay focused and aware of your thoughts. Think about what you're thinking about. How many times have I said that? It's so hard to do that. And you know what? I live this life and it's hard for me to do it. So don't feel bad if you only think about what you think about for 10 minutes in one day. Because it's hard. It's not easy. Doing things and making changes in your life and becoming someone else and imposing rules on yourself and trying to change bad habits about yourself. It's not easy. Because your body doesn't like change. Your mind doesn't like change. It likes to know what's coming up. It likes to be comfortable. Doesn't like to step into that river of change. It does not. But when you do it and you go through it, sure, sometimes it sucks. But how many times have you followed through with something that you just didn't like doing, or you put off and you finally did it? And when you got to the other side, you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. Or I am so proud of myself for doing that. Such a major accomplishment, and you feel better. So follow that inner life. Follow that inner voice of who you really are, and you'll be happier in the long run. So what have we learned? We've learned that the outside world, outside chatter, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Has no effect on your life unless you let it have effect on your life. People's words mean nothing to you unless you put meaning to them. People's insults mean nothing to you unless you accept them. People's compliments mean nothing to you unless you accept them. See, it goes both ways. So don't worry about what everyone else thinks, says, or does around you, because it doesn't matter. What matters is your inner voice, your inner life, and your pursuit of happiness and joy. All right? So today, I want you to think about what you're thinking about and focus on you. And when someone pisses you off or says something, just like water off a duck's back, let it just roll off and don't let it affect you, because it doesn't matter. If you get affected by it, it's your fault. It's not theirs. The other person doesn't care. All right? Okay, that's all I got to talk about today, man. I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and this is the start of a new day, and it's going to be great. You know why? Because you said it's going to be great. You chose it to be great. You're making the choices to have a great day from this point on. All right? You could do it. That's all I got. Don't forget about the book. Don't forget about the website and the text line, 304-506-3332. Got a few emails that I should be reading. Got your book, John. He sent me a book from UK It's on a mental health campaign. And it's, I'm going to read it and I want to talk about it. And I may even have you on the show. It's fantastic, what you've done and how you've changed your negativity and your problems into a book to help other people. And I respect that a lot. That's all we got. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.